Western Sydney is an area constantly booming with a diverse range of ethnic cultures and is the area with the largest population of people with refugee, migrant and asylum seeker backgrounds. Educational volunteering activities, which include academic coaching, leadership and Skills for Life programs in Western Sydney high schools, are just some of the initiatives taking place as a means to help refugee students to integrate within the Australian community. Behind these educational activities is the Dream Project Australia, which stands for Developing, Rebuilding, Educating and Motivating Refugees, which is an initiative of Relative Australia, a base accredited with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and provides relief, education and development opportunities for the disadvantaged through projects nationally and overseas. Agnes Bernard is the founder and program director of Dream.
Because we wanted to work with the young, we felt that as you said, it would be one of the topical issues right now is the refugee issue around the world, in fact. And so we wanted to work with young refugees or young people with refugee background or who are asylum seekers and the like. And we felt that we'd like to work with them in terms of helping them find their own potential, find their own capabilities, be the best that they can so that they can contribute to society. And, you know, with all the issues that we have right now with refugees or with terrorism and all that, a lot of it is also isolation and that their exposure can be to very negative elements. And what we want is that we'd like to give them, give the youth an option, a positive option, a very productive option. And so by working with the youth amongst the refugee segment, we felt that we could help them be better citizens and better future leaders of our society.
Given the large population of refugee families in Western Sydney, it made sense to Agnes that the Dream Project had to establish its services there.
There are a lot of refugees in the West, actually both West and South, Southwest, and we felt that this is the area where we have to go where they are. I think also partly is that there are a lot of very good high schools that have taken in a lot of refugees, and we wanted to support those schools as well in forming these young refugee students.
The organization established its first partnership at MacArthur Girls High School, a school based in Parramatta, in early 2016. Dr. Elizabeth Sofatsis is an English teacher at MacArthur Girls and is also the school's volunteer coordinator. She says one of the foundational reasons they partnered with the Dream Project is because of the organization's emphasis on the overall holistic development of the refugees.
So not only is Dream, I find, concerned with the well-being of the refugee students, not just their academic progress, but also their social and emotional well-being and holistically how they are coping. But also it really trains their volunteers very well to be able to mentor and coach their students in the best manner possible.
The academic coaching program is held weekly on Tuesday afternoons, which is run by university students and young professional volunteers. Sarah Howells, an engineering student at the University of New South Wales, is one of the tutors.
So I study engineering at university. So I was helping with mainly maths and science subjects, so like HSC general maths, but also some of the science subjects, so like chemistry and things like that. But most of the students don't actually need help with the content because they're normally quite intelligent, but it's the language barrier that's such a big issue for them, because some of them have been in Australia like even as little as 3 months kind of thing, so their English can be quite poor in terms of the language and words relating to, you know, things in science and maths that you just take for granted. All the technical words is more what they need help with than the actual knowledge and ideas of like maths and science.
Dr. Sofatsis has noticed the positive impact the tutoring programs have made on the refugee students who attend on a regular basis.
It has really made them appreciate their learning at school more. It has given them more engagement in the classroom and beyond, enabled them to improve their literacy and numeracy skills, amongst others. And also, some of the girls have established greater friendships with those students that come to the program, and this has enabled them to fit in socially better at school.
Well, so far, because we've been mainly working with our academic coaching program, the feedback we're getting is that these students are performing much better in school in terms of attitude as well as in terms of academic grades. So that's a good start. We hope that we would continue a more long-term relationship with the students. And what we hope also is that even beyond even if they've finished their schooling, particularly in high school, they've graduated from high school, we're still able to keep those relationships with them. And hopefully they'll be our future dream volunteers.
Apart from offering academic coaching services to help refugee students with grades and study skills, the DREAM project also aims to help with the overall integration of the students into their school and the wider Australian community.
There is a fairly significant gap between refugees and Australian students, just because their learning is behind, but also they're trying to learn two things at once. They're trying to learn a language as well as everything else. Like, they're learning culture, they're learning society, they everything's different. So from how you behave, like how you get to school, you have to wear a school uniform, like how you interact with people.
I mean, definitely it takes a little while for students of a refugee or asylum seeker background to adapt to Australian customs and way of life. Also, making friends can be difficult for anybody. And of course, the language is quite difficult for many people. That's not just for refugees, but also for migrants in general. Of course, there is also the ongoing impact of trauma on the lives of refugee students, especially asylum seekers, those that have come by boat. Many of them have experienced detention in some form or other, and so there is oftentimes symptoms of trauma that may manifest itself in various differing ways at school and in adapting to the new environment.
Volunteer Sarah Howells is also the head of academic coaching at DREAM, where the organisation involves things from rosters to teaching agendas, as well as understanding the specific needs of the refugee students.
So I'm in charge of academic coaching, and I guess there's a lot of different things involved in that. So from the volunteer recruitment process, we have to try and train up our volunteers so they know what to do, what to say, kind of how to dress. Because obviously when you are going into schools and teaching refugee background students, you have to take it a little bit differently, I guess, because they come from such a different and cultural and maybe even religious kind of background. So there are things that obviously you shouldn't do and should do.
As program director, Agnes points out the importance of investing time into training and developing volunteers to be good tutors.
As volunteers, you can't give what you don't have. So we are committed to training our volunteers in terms of leadership skills, mentoring skills, and just basically helping them develop as a person, because we hope that what they learn from our training program, we call it a leadership training program, what they learn from there, they could pass on to the refugees. Because as much as we want to develop a lot of leaders among mainstream Australian young adults, we also want to do the same with the refugees.
Sarah shares why being an academic coach is a worthwhile and rewarding experience.
The most rewarding part about academic coaching was seeing the students improve, but also being able to enjoy and share those aha moments with students, where they're oh, I get it now, this is really good, and where you can see and help them. But also it was fun to kind of go on the journey with them of where they're going and build their goals and try and achieve them. Yeah, the refugee students really loved having us, because we were someone who wasn't their teacher who was investing time in them and like sharing their passion and goals kind of thing. Like we were trying to positively help them, and they were really excited by the fact that, you know, these girls, you know, went to university and that they were studying like engineering and science and all sorts of things.
The Dream Project aims to offer their educational initiatives by reaching more areas of Australia where there are a good number of people with a refugee background.
I think our big vision is to have a program where we've had refugee students graduate or other students come onto the program who are now coaching the next generation of refugee background students.
The organisation has recently started to receive interest interstate in Melbourne and are currently in the process of developing weekend community programs, programs to help refugees to prepare for the workforce, as well as programs that include overall character development. Paula Hillen for The Daily on 2SER.